2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 30 says, Mephibosheth said to the king, let him take everything now that my lord the king has returned home safely. Mephibosheth had been accused of betrayal, yet his unkempt appearance told a different story. It was one of grief, loyalty, and heartbreak. Mephibosheth had not cared for himself since the day David left Jerusalem. His sorrow was not the response of a man expecting a throne, but of one whose heart was tied to the king. And when David returned and questioned him, Mephibosheth explained how his physical limitations had kept him from following. Instead of demanding justice, he placed himself completely in David's hands, acknowledging the extravagant grace he had already received. Do whatever seems good to you, Mephibosheth said. And he knew he had no claim, only gratitude for the mercy shown to him. This is a picture of the believer's posture before Christ. We bring nothing but our brokenness, and yet he brings us to his table. When accusations come, when trials arise, we don't demand rights. We rest in the grace of our King. You know, when you pray today, it would be a good time to thank God for his extravagant mercy and grace, and to ask for a heart of humility and gratitude. And lift up Brian and Pam Reisner in their ministry in Romania. And also pray for the Zanaki LifeWord broadcast that's in Tanzania. Like Mephibosheth, may we trust in the goodness of our King, resting in his grace.